We're learning the laws of Shabbos. We are in Siman Reish Pei Ches, which is entitled Din Tainis V'Din Tainis Chalom B'Shabbos. So the Mechaber tells that also Asanos B'Shabbos Ad Shei Shos, that a person is not allowed to fast on Shabbos up until the sixth hour of the day, which is Chatzos. And the Ber Halacha tells us that there's actually a dispute that Yesh Deos B'Poskim Imhu Rak Midiri Kabbalah, Miksiv Vikras Shabbos Oneg, Ohu Midiraisa. It's a question, even, it's a potential Daraisa violation, a person who would fast during the and not eat, not only on the whole Shabbos, but even up till Chatzos. By midday, one is to eat. And then the Ramah says, Ve'afil Loimed Mispalil Aser. Even if a person has very good reasons, he's davening, he's learning, still one is supposed to eat before Chatzos. So in this, the Mishnah Berurah tells us a few points. He says that this idea of Ad Shei Shos, the Gam B'chol, Ha'oichel Acher Shei Shos, Havi Kizurk Eben L'chemes. He discusses the importance of having a nice, nutritious breakfast. And therefore, a person should make sure to eat early all the time, not only on Shabbos, but also on a weekday, not to skip until the afternoon. Alkein nikra kumo tainis b'shabbos. And if a person doesn't eat for the first 6 hours in the day, that's considered like fasting. And he says, l'shem tainis, but that's if just stam, you just don't eat. But what if it's l'shem tainis, that you say, you know what, I am going to be fasting on Shabbos for a certain amount of time, I feel sho'achas aser. Person is not allowed to have that intention even for an hour. You can't say, I'm accepting upon myself fast for the next hour or two. That you can never do. Dalkein, shlo kedin osen mixas kihilos, misanin b'shabbos ad samoch ha-chatzos. That there are those kihilos that are literally fasting, even though they may not necessarily intend to do so. Therefore, they have to be careful that they should eat before. Ve'im ta'im mide kodem tefilas musaf. And therefore, if a person has a bit to eat before musaf, mutter l'sachar yosem v'sheh shos. The Prima Gunim says, and certainly one is then allowed to continue dominating beyond chatzos. Now, this is, of course, and, well, it also could be referring to having a glass of water before davening starts. And therefore, you also are not fasting. You may not like that answer I just gave. Sorry. Mispalil aser. Mispalil aser. You're not fasting either. Mispalil aser. And the Mishnah Berurah then says, even if you're davening, l'fizeh hashlech tzibor sheminagein ve'inyoyitz b'esach neses adachar sheish. Let's say you have a wonderful chazan. Problem is that it ends up extending the time pretty late. Shloika hoyganu, it's not proper, but prad b'chayrif shayomim kitzorim. Certainly in the winter in which the days are short, you have to have two meals, almost back to back. Mikol shekein b'yom tov milvad b'rosh Hashanah. The Bach says in Rosh Hashanah it's not much of an issue, even though there are some kihilos that before tekiah shofar they step out for some type of a kiddush, which is acceptable. And then he brings down, which we'll conclude with this last thought, that according to Eli Rabba, he did find that there are those that are lenient, and that therefore they're not doing anything wrong, as long as they're dedicating their time to learning or davening, that even if they don't eat until after Chatzos. As well as the Big Yesha, from the name of the Mordechai, he says in regarding Shabbos that gamkin mutter lumel l'spal achar ad chatzos, that a person could possibly learn in daven even though they're not eating until chatzos. But again, other than those kulas, generally speaking, a person has to be careful to eat before, because on Shabbos there is at least the pasuk v'krus l'shabbos oneg, and therefore a person has to make sure to enjoy their Shabbos, and that's done through eating.